that I got from your memoir, Bonfire in My Mouth, it was that just what you guys, again, as a ragtag group of hippies, accomplished on a shoestring, you really made some changes. I mean, the International Whaling Commission changed because of your actions and just the trickle down. And so I would just encourage anyone listening to look at your friends and get creative and put your heart forward. And a lot can be accomplished. You've showed us that, Susie.
Thank you. I mean, if anything I could say to your listeners is to go out and find out a little bit more about what's happening on the planet in terms of global warming. Mm-hmm. The scary thing is that I guess you've heard of 350.org, and mm-hmm. 350 is parts per million of carbon dioxide that is good for, you know, healthy planetary atmosphere, if you like. And March, the whole of March, we were at 400 parts per million. Mm-hmm. So that's just in a few years, and it's climbing up exponentially. So sometimes it'll shoot up and then it'll drop down a bit, and then off it goes again. So if you value the concept of seven generations, your children, your children's children, and so on, then please get out there and get involved. I think they talk about, you know, Mao Zedong said that women hold up half of the sky. Well, I think now it's time for women to hold up the whole sky, because it's coming down because of man-made climate change. And it's a construct of the patriarchy, and it's sold the Garden of Eden to the highest bidder. And honestly, we've got to get out there and do something about it now.
Thank you, Susie Newborn. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure.
You have to come back.
Okay.
We could do a whole symposium.
Oh, I love America. I lived in Maine. I went to College of the Atlantic for 4 years to study human ecology, and I had the best time.
Come visit. You're welcome. In my home.
Oh, thank you.
Susie Newborn's memoir is A Bonfire in My Mouth, Life, Passion, and the Rainbow Warrior. Put out by HarperCollins in New Zealand. It is findable in the U.S. if you look for it. So thank you all for listening tonight. I know some of Susie's friends tuned in. And thank you again, Susie, for all that you have done and continue to do for our planet. Thanks for listening to Bread and Roses. Next week, a new member, Jordan, will be hosting a show. So please tune in and show her your support. Susie, we're going to go out with a song from your old friend, Jackson Browne. This is For a Dancer. Good night, everybody.
Keep a fire for the human race. Let your prayers go drifting into space.
This KBOO program was made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland Saturday Market. From our hands to yours, celebrating 42 years of American arts and crafts, freshly prepared foods with an international flavor, and local music every Saturday and Sunday through Christmas Eve. Local artisans, international food, live music, PortlandSaturdayMarket.com.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Arresting Power, chronicling police violence in Portland. Arresting Power was screened at the Clinton Street Theater on Friday, June 5th at 7 p.m., Saturday, June 6th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, June 7th at 3 o'clock p.m. Arresting Power provides memorial and testimony from some victims of police violence and analysis of the role of the police in the United States. On Sunday, June 7th at 4:30 p.m., there will be a panel discussion entitled Building Resistance, which will explore the diversity of tactics and ideologies in the fight against police brutality and social control. Again, that's Arresting Power at June 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, June 7th at 3 p.m., followed by discussion at the Clinton Street Theater